When you're just blown away about how amazing nature is, remember how much more so is the one who created it. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Standing near Niagara Falls, you're overwhelmed by the noise of the water. You get soaked from the mist, even from like dozens, hundreds of feet away. It's probably the most powerful natural wonder I've experienced in my life. Can you think of yours? Remember, God created everything, and He's more powerful than the biggest waterfall or the hottest desert or the whatever superlative you can find in nature. And even though He's the omnipotent God, He hasn't forgotten about you. Let's get into that today with The Sea, today's story written by Emily Acker. The ocean, powerful water coming up to the beach and splashing against it. The beautiful color, the sparkling. The place for people to gather on the sand and spend hours swimming and just enjoying life. Who owns all of that? Who made it? I love the ocean and everything to do with it. I love the Great Lakes. I love small lakes, rushing rivers, and trickling creeks. When I hear the sea mentioned in the Bible, I pay attention. Psalm 95 says, "It is God who has made the water and who is the true owner of it. It is His because He is the one who has created it." Where would we be without water, without Him sharing it with us? How can we look at the water and not see the power of our God and the greatness of all that He has created and done? As I think about the ocean and the fact that it was formed by God, that it is His, I can't help but feel awe. My God is amazing. The things that He has accomplished are amazing. How special it is for us to know this God and be saved by Him, the creator and owner of things like the ocean and each river and lake. Let's dig into this devotion a little bit deeper. Which part of nature amazes you the most? Consider taking a moment to think about how God is the creator, not just of the whole world, but of that one thing in particular, and praise Him for it. Have you ever thought of Jesus as the maker of the sea? Colossians 1:16 says, "Everything was created by Him, in heaven and on earth." When Jesus spoke to the wind and waves during a fierce storm, everything became completely calm in an instant, and His disciples said to each other, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey Him." That story is out of Mark chapter 4, verse 41. Have you ever stopped to think about how the God who has created all things is the same God who has such a great love for you that He was willing to humble Himself and die for you? And He is the same God who is there for you each day. You can know the maker of the sea personally, intimately. If you want to know more about knowing Jesus personally, you can read about the good news when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Revelation 4:11, "Our Lord and God, You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power because You have created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Psalm 95 verses 1 through 6 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries, and the only reason it can exist is because you and people like you keep it going. You can get Unlocked for free, but if it's made a difference in your walk with God, would you donate to reach new listeners and readers? Support Unlocked through the Giving tab in the Unlocked app, or go to unlocked.org and tap Donate in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how even things as old as fossils can't compare with the eternality of God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.